Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday, October 14th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up, everybody?
And Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
It is a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chinigo Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We'll be talking a lot of NFL throughout the show, a lot about the Commanders-Ravens game. John Kime, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, will jump on at 7. We have our colleague check-in, Danny Rouye. Funny Danny joins us at 8:20. A competitive, fun game yesterday. Ravens come out on top 30-23. I heard a stat this morning. The Ravens have outrun their opponents by over 100 in every game this year. That's how dominant their rushing attack is. Well, they could very well end the season with the number one rushing quarterback and the number one rushing running back on the same team.
Yeah, well, when you have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson as a tandem, I mean, you're going to tend to outrush people.
And the number one rush defense.
Right. Yeah, that's the other side of it.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Because Washington could not run the ball.
Right. I love my pick for the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I feel great about it.
It's them and KC and the AFC.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that 1-2 punch of Lamar and Derrick Henry, I mean, I just can't believe the Titans gave up on him. I mean, it's crazy to me, but whatever.
Hey, the Titans had to see what they had in Will Levis in that passing offense. How's that working out for them? I can tell you. It's not working out very well.
So the Commanders gave up almost 500 yards of offense. The Ravens, a lot of people were responding on social media about the Commanders' defense, and they definitely have issues. But the other part of the equation is the Ravens are that good. They just did that to the Bengals the week before. Their offense is excellent, led by a two-time MVP in Lamar Jackson, who's on track for another one, led by Derrick Henry, who ran for 132 yards. Started slow, but eventually picked up steam, and our guy Jonathan Allen was out.
I'm sure that was part of the equation. I mean, those are two key defensive pieces. They go out. That hurts.
Yeah. But if you look at the game, a lot of people were also saying that the refs were favoring Baltimore, and there are particular plays which you can bring up, but the Ravens had scoring drives of 93 yards, 78 yards, 94 yards. They punted once, I believe.
Yeah, after the first quarter, from the second quarter to the end of the game, the Ravens' drives were 11 for 82, touchdown, 15 plays, 83 yards, touchdown. 9 plays, 57 yards, field goal. 10 plays, 84 yards, touchdown. 10 plays, 57 yards, field goal. 8 plays, ice the game. Yeah. I mean, they had the ball the entire game. They had the ball 36-plus minutes. Like, that's going to be tough to win those games.
The correct team won. The correct team won.
The better team won the game.
And it's okay. We're on the come.
Commanders hung in there.
I love where we are.
Mm-hmm.
You could say there's no such thing as moral victory. I don't care. I mean, you call it whatever you want. I don't care what it is. We just continue to show we got our guy, and our defense is leaky. Probably not going to win anything this year, which no one should think that we are. Just keep rolling. It'd be nice to beat Carolina. I think we should. Looks like that Bears game is going to be tougher than I had imagined a couple weeks ago. We'll see how that plays out. But I love where we are. Love Jaden, just not as good as the Ravens.
By the way, no thanks to Ron Rivera whatsoever, because all the top draft picks were either on other teams or just healthy scratches and not playing.
Yeah.
So that hurts when Jamin Davis is scratched, Manny Forbes is scratched. Yeah. Jahan Dotson is playing for the Eagles.
The staff not a fan of Rivera's players.
It doesn't seem like it.
Clearly not a fan.
Kime said they didn't even really love St. Just at first, but they've grown to like him.
Right.
What did you think about this coaching decision? The Ravens were up 20-13, 4th and 6 at the Baltimore 44. It's up 4th and 2, but it's 4th and 6. You're at the 44. They decide to punt.
Mm-hmm.
They did pin them to the 6-yard line, but the Ravens then go 8 plays. 94 yards for a touchdown, puts them up 27-13, which at that point it felt like the game was over. There was still a lot of time left, but it felt like that was the tipping point of the game.
I like Dan Quinn's cojones. He's shown the propensity to go for it on a lot of fourth downs. They've been successful on them, but 4th and 6, if it's 4th and 2 or 4th and 3 at that spot on the field, I think he goes for it. 4th and 6, I'm guessing the probability of converting isn't great.
3.5 minutes left. All right, I can see where you'd go for it there. But with 6.5 minutes left, almost 7, I think you got a punt there. Maybe get lucky. Maybe they drop a punt.
I think punt was the right call.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good call.
I don't have a strong preference either way.
If it's 4th and 1 through 3, he's going for it. 4th and 6, it's a little out of the comfort zone.
Our third down percentage was mediocre. We did hit our 1 4th down play. I think we were like 30% or something on third downs. You know, it wasn't like it was some, you know, easy decision. I think we would have been dogs.
But I think most coaches, if not all, would probably punt in that scenario.
Probably the only thing is you just know you weren't stopping them. You know, we forced one punt and it wasn't enough.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's still the third quarter. But it just felt like that was, to me, it felt like that was the tipping point of the game. Because they punt. And then the Ravens go the 8 plays, 94 yards. And here's the progression. Henry for 2. Henry for 12. Lamar hits Andrews for 15. It was like the blink of the eye, and they were moving the ball. Lamar for 1. Henry for 4. And then there's a third down play. A lot of Commanders fans are upset. It was a pass interference on Bateman by St. Just. And Bateman looked like he was falling down, like falling into him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, St. Juice, his hands were all over him. I think they should probably let it go.
Ticky-tack.
Yeah. Right. And then you have Lamar to Andrews for 38, and Henry.
It just looked worse because Bateman slipped.
Yeah.
So it looked like St. Juice pulled him down, but he didn't.
I'm going to be a big picture guy here. They're 4-2 after 6 games, lost to one of the AFC favorites, and they're coming home to take on the Carolina Panthers, who are allowing, I think, 34-plus points per game.
Yeah, this should be
fine. I think overall, you would take that as a Commanders fan. If somebody pitched that to you before the season started, said after 6 weeks, you can be 4-2 with a home game against Carolina, they should go 5-2.
They should be 5-2, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're still atop the division.
You'll take it every single time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
And the division, somebody tweeted this morning.
Division
you can always
tweet
us at Junks Radio.
The Division 6.
They may have the only coach that's not on the hot seat.
Cowboys are, they're basically dead.
In the division.
They can't stop anybody. I wouldn't be surprised if that bumbling idiot McCarthy gets fired after that dreadful performance at home. Mm-hmm. Just getting embarrassed and humiliated by the Lions.
Yeah, they were awful.
Well, sounds like it's not going to happen this week, but it might happen.
Birthday. That was on Jerry Jones' birthday, too.
Nice. Now, the Lions are really good.
They're very good.
But it wasn't embarrassing.
That was an embarrassing display. Like, the Lions were doing everything they could to get, like, an offensive lineman to score late in the game. They were just embarrassing Dallas in their house.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised he wasn't fired after the game.
I mean, that
to be honest with you.
I mean,
but he's on the hot seat. Dable's going to be on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And Sirianni, even though they win,
right, he's jawing.
Nobody's happy with him in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, he could be on the outs, too.
Yeah, we're in good stead.
Everything's fine.
They're in good shape.
Everything's copacetic over here.
I'm not concerned.
Not gonna you think this guy's panicking over a loss to the Ravens in Baltimore?
It actually was somewhat clarifying because the only thing I questioned was I didn't know where that we were with the defense because the last couple of weeks they had played better.
Sure.
The defense is about what I thought it was.
Right.
You know, it gets really, really good teams are going to be exposed, and that's fine. You know, you're not going to change it all overnight. But Jaden was so good. By and large, mostly, and, you know, his leg, they kept him contained. He didn't really hurt him with the legs.
Yeah.
And I just love what he's showing every week.
This team's identity is the rushing attack. And their rushing attack was snuffed out by the top rushing defense in the league.
You also had no Brian Robinson.
Yeah, but I think even if Brian Robinson were there and 100% healthy, I don't know if he makes that much bigger of an impact.
I don't think he makes a difference.
No. Now, he'll make it if he's back against Carolina. I think that's part of the reason they saved him. He'll make an impact against them.
Yeah. They'll run all over
Carolina. He wasn't going to make an impact against Baltimore.
But they were playing catch up. I mean, you can question some of the play calls or the punt or win the third quarter, whatever. But like you said, I mean, that was just the better team.
Right.
Baltimore is clearly the better team.
Yeah.
And they've got the better weapons.
Yeah. I mean, there are different stats you could talk about. Obviously, the rushing was 176 to 52. The Ravens have now outrun their opponents by over 900 yards this season already.
Mm-hmm.
They are just crushing it on the ground. But overall, 484 yards to 305. 484 yards allowed by the defense. So we talked about different scenarios on Friday on the show, but I agreed with you. I thought it was a measuring stick game, in particular for the defense, because they had played better, supposedly, against Arizona and Cleveland. Well,
the defense
Cleveland's offense is putrid.
Well,
yeah.
It doesn't matter who they play. Their offense is terrible.
Yeah.
And so Washington benefited from that. Next year, Washington's going to have to draft corners.
Oh, absolutely.
That is the biggest need.
Another pass rusher, for sure.
The biggest need is corner.
Clearly.
Yeah, but
huge
all those things, they're hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
You mentioned the Browns, by the way. They've scored one touchdown in their last 29 drives.
Yeah, they're really bad.
One touchdown, 29 drives. I don't know. I mean, clearly Kevin Stefanski has been given an edict by ownership that says you can't bench Deshaun Watson, or else he would have benched him by now.
You would think.
He's terrible. The rest That's of the wild. Teammates but, have to be just incensed that he keeps getting trotted out there every week.
But Washington's not going to lose next week. They're not going to lose to Carolina.
I wouldn't think so.
I think we should win, for sure.
So if you would have said, I'll take 5 out of the first 7 at the start of the year, you'd say, what? You think we're going to win 5 out of the first 7? All right.
I think
will take that all day long.
I think the Panthers will be 5-2.
All right, one guy on the planet.
I think the Panthers will be feisty and plucky, but I think the Commanders will outclass them.
Yeah.
Like, I think they'll
they're not the walkover they
were. They'll score
ago.
Some points.
They'll score
but
some points.
But Dalton will give you the ball. Dalton will give you the ball back a couple times.
They should win the game by 7 to 10 points,
but,
I would think.
But Jaden, it doesn't look like this offense is going to be stopped for.
They're not going to be
consistently over 4 quarters,
right?
I don't think so.
You know, I don't see a team. Now we'll wait and see what kind of defenses they're going to be playing later in the year. But I don't see a team really stopping them over 60 minutes.
They got off to a slow start. You know, and certainly not being able to run the ball, put him in some difficult positions.
But that'll be a
great job containing Jaden.
Yeah. But I mean, that's obviously clearly the best run defense you're going to face.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to run on Carolina. You should be able to be balanced. So you take five out of the first seven.
The next month
great
for
start.
The Commanders, 3 of 4 at home, Panthers, Bears back to back. At the Giants is your only road trip. Home to the anemic Steelers. I kind of like the next month, the way it's setting up.
Steelers defense is good.
The Steelers know how to win games.
Yep. Okay, that's fine.
Well,
you know what? I'll take Jaden Daniels head-to-head versus Justin Fields.
Everybody would.
All day long.
Everybody would.
I'll take that matchup all day.
I don't think that's as easy as the other games.
But though. I thought you said wins aren't about the quarterback. You always say no quarterback wins, but then you come down to it and you do the matchup.
I like their schedule for the next month. I like the way it's setting up.
So do I. But it doesn't mean they're going to win them all, but I like it. You know, I like our chances. You never really liked our chances this week.
No.
And so it is what it is. That's why I'm not getting too worked up. I think I clapped like a seal one time during the game.
They have to.
One time.
They may have to win the division this year to get in the playoffs because the NFC North, all those teams are looking really good.
Well, the NFC East looks kind of winnable.
They'll start beating up on
looks
each other.
Winnable.
I agree with you there.
I mean, the NFC North, only two of the teams have even played a division game. So they'll start beating up on each other.
Right. All right. Phone number you want to get in touch with us is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up next. A lot of people don't like to talk about moral victories, but it is our Junkies Poll of the Day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland-made super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Was this loss a moral victory for the Commanders? How are you feeling after it?
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades, MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A tough game, and that's what we talked about in the locker room. As lopsided as it felt, still in the fight at the end. And so we do have a tough crew with an attitude to battle. There's going to be a lot to learn from this game. And I also told the team that, you know, like these are, you know, got to apply the lessons that will be given today. And let's give Baltimore credit. They're a good outfit and played well. Loved the fight that the guys had at the end. But there was a lot to overcome today. And although we're in at the end, it felt lopsided. But love the effort to go try to finish it.
That was Commanders head coach Dan Quinn reflecting on a close loss to the Ravens. Seven-point
loss.
You know
what's good? He didn't really sugarcoat it. You know, he's like it did feel lopsided, especially once they scored to go up two scores. You knew that the game was on. In fact, right before they got the ball back, I was like, this is it. This is the game right here. It was still in the third quarter. But I like it. He didn't sugarcoat it. Give them credit. You know, they win. They deserve to win. We did have a chance to maybe, you know, steal something if you could make a stop late, but there was really no reason to expect to get a stop because it couldn't stop
the
them.
Commanders went, they went toe-to-toe with a heavyweight, and they hung in there. They didn't get embarrassed. They hung within 7 points.
And then the tosses, you know, the pitches to Henry when he gets the momentum going.
Yeah.
If he's getting, even if he's getting the ball 6-7 yards behind line of scrimmage, if he gets the momentum going, he's impossible to stop because he's so big.
You just can't stop him. Freight train.
He just wears you down.
Yeah, he's so good.
And again, they had injuries, which contributed to the lack of rush defense. 800-636-1067. I know there are a lot of tough guys out there.
It wasn't going to matter.
I know there are a lot of tough guys out there, including I saw D. Woods say this online. I don't want to hear about moral victories. And I agree, if you're a really good team, and maybe Washington is becoming a really good team, there shouldn't be moral victories. There's wins and there are losses.
No, we're good.
But this
team.
Is a
we're not
team,
really good. We're
this
good.
Is a team that won 4 games last year.
Yeah.
And to me, it was a game where you're playing one of the big boys, you're stepping into the big leagues, and you could see, well, how good are we?
Yeah.
And what you could see is, well, offense is really good. Jaden Daniels is a stud. The defense still remains a huge liability.
Yeah,
and that's not going to get fixed in one offseason. We all know this already.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take multiple drafts, multiple free agent signings to get the defense where it needs to be.
Right.
It's not there yet, but it's a work in progress.
Well, I mean, it could be considerably better next year.
Defense?
True. Yeah, depending on who they add.
Right.
I mean, look how much better the offense is over 1 year.
Right.
Right.
So you add a few free agent pieces, and they will address that.
Another Luvu type, impactful player.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, I didn't see him, you know, a lot yesterday.
They'll be much better defensively next year.
It's hard to have defensive standouts when you give up 484 yards.
Yeah, but I just didn't even see him flashing.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number. How do you feel about this game? What are your biggest takeaways? I mean, we talked about it earlier. Jaden played great. We'll do Jaden coming up at 6:45. We do that every Monday after a game. Couldn't stop the run, and guys were wide open on a lot of that is the play action. I think just the design of Todd Monken's offense. He gets the guys. I mean, Andrews was wide open on a lot of those plays.
Well, they don't have anybody that could cover Zay Flowers. I mean, he was single. I mean, literally nobody could cover him.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, across the middle, I mean, no one can run with him.
I mean, he's just crazy. He's like a little mini Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Like, jitterbug.
I mean, St. Juice can't run with him.
And Lamar threw the early pick.
He tried a couple times.
But after that, Lamar was excellent.
Lamar's great. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was really good.
All right, let's pay out some of these calls. I don't care. You call it whatever you want. I'm a fan. I don't have a problem with moral victories. I just thought the game played out kind of exactly how I thought it was going to play out, unfortunately. But, you know, we weren't embarrassed.
Looking at the poll, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day on Junks Radio, over 1,500 votes, 44% say yes, moral victory.
Hey, here's the moral victory.
I also put it up on Instagram, I think on Instagram, 53% say yes, moral victory.
Well, here's your moral victory. The two previous games, the Ravens scored 35 against the Bills and 41 against the Bengals. The Commanders
held them to 30.
30 points.
They could have scored more.
Moral victory.
They could have scored more.
They probably could have.
Our defense is not very good. So anytime we can win a game, we should be fist pumping.
Yeah, I mean, if Lamar doesn't throw that pick early, they're going down and they're scoring. It might be three, but they're going down and scoring.
All right, let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, how's it going? Good morning, y'all.
Hey, how are you?
You know, I'm not into moral victories at all. All I can talk about is the game yesterday. I'm not going to talk about the future. I'm not going to talk about any of that crap. All I'm going to talk about specifically is good teams lose to teams that they're better than all the time. It happens all the time. I watched Alabama lose to Vanderbilt. Uh-huh. So it happens. So yesterday, the game is playing out. You know, I think they're Ravens are a better team.
Right.
But I'm just annoyed and just absolutely pissed off watching that the reputation of Baltimore is allowing the refs to call the game a certain way. Valdez pointed it out last week. He pointed out, he said, if they call it tight, we're in trouble. If they don't, we're good. There's plenty of plays that I really want to talk about, but the one against St. Juice is really the tipping point. It's the one stop that they actually have in this one-score game in this third quarter. Hey, don't blame Cliff Kingsbury for actually having his team get into scoring position six different times. So they moved the ball. So the offense was doing what they needed to do. The defense needs to make one or two plays to make an upset. And that's what I want. I want an upset. I don't give a crap about my next year's team. I don't give a crap. I want to win today, okay? And that play was crap. And they had been calling tight on Washington all game. And I was like, well, you got to call it tight on them. Well, I'm just saying they didn't call it tight on them, and they call it tight on us. And I was just pissed off by that play. Now, yeah, technically the better team won. Bad. So what? I want to win. I want to win every game if we lace them up. And that's how I felt. So, yeah, I mean, that's my little take for the day. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest, and I will have a beautiful day in your comments.
There you go.
Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you.
The one that none of them really particularly irked me. I just, just roll my eyes. But the one I thought that they blatantly missed also was the one where they grabbed – was it Noah Brown where he grabbed – he grabbed him right. It was like a third down play.
Yeah.
He kind of flashed to the sideline and grabbed him right before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happens all the time. But
there's hand fighting like that all the time.
I know
every
it happens
play.
All the time. But when he grabbed the jersey, I thought, well, they could have called that one. But whatever.
I'm not going to blame the refs for that loss.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that's way down on the list.
We lost the game fair and square.
I mean, the only one that really stood out to me was the pass interference on St. Juice.
All right, let's go to Brian.
Do you remember? Did that lead to a field goal or a touchdown?
I blocked it out.
The St. Juice, that led to a touchdown.
That was
right after the punt.
Yeah.
They were up 20-13, the Ravens. Washington had the ball. Like I said, to me, that was a tipping point moment. They decided to punt at the Baltimore 44. The Ravens then get it, go 8 plays, 94 yards, and the Bateman penalty was part of that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Brian in Richmond. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, man. Good morning, you guys. God bless you all.
Good morning, man. You too, bud.
Redskins fan, man. And I'm not going to lie to you. Just I'm tired of being beat up.
Right.
So just give me a second so I can get it off my chest.
All right.
Because that's only the second time I'm calling you guys. I enjoy you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We haven't sniffed a Super Bowl since 1991.
Right.
I'm going to leave that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Makes me teary-eyed almost. Because we're not relevant. Not even relevant anymore. You look at the ESPN, they don't even like to show our highlights, even in wins. They don't.
Right.
So I just want you guys, I'm not a party crasher. I've lost so much over the years. I'm putting where we are right now in perspective. You can't help who you play every week.
Right.
That's not our fault. But just hear me out, and then I'll hang up and listen to you guys. And once again, thank you. What's our record again? 4-2, correct?
Right.
That is correct.
All right. Hang on there. The victories against one win Cincinnati.
Right.
One win, Cardinals.
Right.
2-win, Giants.
Right.
And help me out with the fourth. 2-win.
Cincy
has 2 wins, not one.
2 wins, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Are you saying we're a fraud?
What I'm saying is, it's too early to get too hyped or too low. And then next week, here comes another
one-win team. You got to do that, though.
What
I'm saying is, let's see where we are after we play. Golly, at least one good team, for goodness sake.
Well, we just did.
Yeah, we did. But still, all the wins haven't been a team with a winning record yet.
No,
Brian, aren't you?
Don't you want to be happy? I thought those were tears of joy.
JB, yes, I do. But I'm just not going to be fooled anymore. Okay.
Yeah, you
I'm
don't have to be fooled. Little,
He's not buying in,
Brian.
You're not a Super Bowl contender.
Hold on, guys. I'm not going to be laying into the woods to go hunting without a shotgun.
Right.
I'm a fool. I've been a fool since 91.
Right.
So, no. That's all I'm saying.
Brian, don't worry. Brian, there's 25 years of disrepair to the organization isn't going to be cured overnight.
But like, you got to take those small victories.
They hit with Jaden Daniels. It's a huge hit. Like, they're going to build around that.
Huge hit. No doubt about it. And I just hope he can please tell him. Y'all are closer to him than I am. Can y'all tell him? Tell him to start going down? I don't want another RG3. He doesn't like to slide, and he does not like to go out of bounds.
He took a couple hits.
He's been taking them, JB.
He did. He took a couple.
I think you should be happy this year, because in years past, you knew you had no shot at going to the playoffs. This year, you've got a legitimate, like 70%, if not higher, chance to go to the playoffs.
We're a playoff contender, not a Super Bowl contender.
The Giants are come on, guys. The rest in Philadelphia, even though they won yesterday, they look horrible.
Yeah, so aren't you feeling good about possibly winning the division?
That's what I'm saying, guys. The time is now. Let's seize it. I don't want to wait another 30 years. I'd be dead. Go.
You're not going to have
Hey, Brian, how old are you, Brian?
But you understand, man. I'm 55, my brother.
Brian, how old are you?
71.
I'm 55, my good brother.
He's the only 55. Same age.
Wow, you're the same age as us.
What do you do for a living, Brian?
Say again, man.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, man, I'm a teaching instructor. I teach tennis.
You teach tennis.
You're a tennis lessons guy?
Need your number.
Get some lessons.
Can you help my serve?
I'm a tennis player down here at a local club here. I'm the teaching pro down here.
Oh, man, I'm coming up for lessons.
Oh, he's in Richmond.
I need my tennis teachers a little more composed.
You got to go to Richmond to get your tennis lessons, by the way.
He's just emotional, Jared.
He's emotional. You're not drinking, are you, Brian?
I just love him, man. That's all. And I'm just tired of losing, man.
Brian would teach me to cry after every loss.
Brian, you haven't been drinking after the loss, have you?
Oh, no, I don't drink, MD. I don't drink, my friend.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
You get be even more melancholy.
God. Just call us after they win next week. It's okay to be happy if you beat a one-win team. Yep. It's fine.
We'll celebrate.
He's not really feeling the moral victory, though. He's more a Misery Monday guy. By the way, it is Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mayos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. For some of the people on social media that were upset at even throwing out the question whether it was a moral victory.
Yeah.
A couple of them, I responded, well, is it a true Misery Monday? It doesn't feel like it, right? It's not like losing a game that you expected
to
win.
I'll tell you this. If they were to somehow, miraculously, lose to the Carolina
Panthers,
that's
a Misery Monday.
That's a full-blown Misery Monday.
Yes. Right.
This one is not.
I'm a moral victory guy. I believe in them.
Right.
I don't really feel like yesterday was a moral victory, though, because it kind of played out exactly how we thought it was going to play out.
Right.
So, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Better team won.
You expected it.
We didn't embarrass ourselves, but I didn't think we would. Might have embarrassed ourselves defensively a little bit. But,
yeah, I don't think so. I think if the Ravens scored like 45 points, that's an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we scored 30. Now, that part of that is because they're holding the ball forever, and they didn't need to score more than what they scored.
Right. They did what they had to do. All right, let's go to, let me see here.
Man, Brian was emotional.
He really was. It was really hard for caught me to up put in all that together. And yeah. I didn't know
if it was real or not.
I think it's real.
I think that I was think organic.
So. I think he's just a unique guy.
Yeah.
I would have had a million guesses, and Tennis Pro would not have been one of them. Teaching Tennis yeah. Pro would not have been in my million.
Mm-mm.
I could have had a million.
Well, I thought he was a lot older than he was.
Yeah. Gus Arlington, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, you know what? I don't feel it a Misery Monday. You know, I even encountered a Ravens fan going down the elevator still wearing my Commander's gear, and they just said, good game, and I did feel like that little brother. But, I mean, I'm excited to play the Panthers. You know, I'm ready to get back at it.
Right.
You know,
I'm with you.
I think the new equivalent for Jaden Daniels, I think, is the 80s John Elway. I think that's how he's playing, like the Broncos did in the 80s in that run.
I got to ponder that in my head a little bit, but sure.
I think he's a more prolific runner than Elway ever was. I think he's very similar. He didn't want to be compared. I think he's very similar to Lamar Jackson.
I think he's very similar, sure. I do. Lamar's the finished product. Lamar's really, really good. That's why he's a two-time MVP. Maybe
Jaden Daniels is more advanced as a passer at this age and at this stage than Lamar was.
And I don't think he's as dynamic as Lamar is as a runner. I mean, Jaden's pretty darn good, but I think Lamar's a notch better with the way he runs.
I think it's pretty close.
Pretty close. I think it's pretty close. But I just think he's just next level. Let's go to Al Hyattsville. Al, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Al?
Good.
Hey, I'm not feeling bad about this. Let's just be realistic. And one of y'all mentioned it already. 30 years of chaos.
Yeah.
30 years of turmoil. 30 years of dysfunction. And now we're starting to win it, and we lose one game, and people are losing their freaking minds. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not losing my mind.
We have hope. Finally, we had a respectable game against a potential Super Bowl winner. A respectable game. When was the last time we had a respectable game against a team that is actually looking to actually win the show?
They've been outliers. It's happened every once in a while, but it's been outliers.
We did it against Pittsburgh.
I mean, they beat Philly.
We've had a few.
Yeah, it happens. But here it is. We actually went toe-to-toe with the juggernaut. Held our own as long as we could. And we lost. Okay, fine. So what? But we got hope. 30 years of dysfunction make people lose their minds. I know I've lost my mind, but now I'm looking at it like, you know what? I got Adam Peters. You know what? I got Dan Quinn.
That's right.
All right.
Yep.
I'm okay. I got Jaden Daniels. I got other pieces. I said, you know what? We learn from the lesson. We move on, and we continue to move forward. I'm like the other guy. Yeah, I want to win every time we lay similar. Everybody wants that. But honestly speaking, looking at our team and what has happened and where we are currently, bruh, I'll take the L. I'll say, you know what? We're going to lick our wounds. We're going to learn from this, and we're going to move forward. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, sometimes you just have to tip your cap. They have a better team. They beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're the hammer. Sometimes you're the nail cake.
Yep. Exactly.
It is what
I think most people should be speaking like that and feeling that way.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very reasonable.
But you're right. Yeah. If we lose to Carolina,
well,
you're going to probably lose games you shouldn't lose, but you just, that's one.
But that's one.
It would be a bad time to do that.
But Eric, that game you can't lose.
Right. It's not as easy as it was a few weeks ago. Dalton does make them more competitive.
Yeah. Just throw two picks yesterday.
That's fine.
They'll score a little bit.
Keep them more competitive.
They'll score a little bit, but he'll give you the ball. But Washington should go up and down the field on Carolina.
I would hope so.
They really should.
I would hope so.
Coming up next.
I got him 7-2.
Coming up next, we'll take more of your calls at 800-636-1067. And we are Graydon Jaden here on the Junkies.
Going into the end, we thought we had some chances to hit some earlier, and we didn't. On some of the third downs, I thought, we were able to convert some, and the fourth downs as well. But by and large, not having enough completions and runs was a real factor. And same thing when you don't play complementary football, of getting enough third down stops, you don't get enough shots at it. And so coming in, we knew we'd have to steal some possessions. So to get the first turnover, I thought was a big deal, to get a turn of it and get there. And we thought that would have to be, the way we, find the margins to go win. And so when, didn't create enough offense, they did a good job of taking care of the ball, but, not enough sustained drives.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn recapping the loss yesterday, 30-23, as the Commanders fall to 4-2. They lose in Baltimore 30-23. Their next opponent, the 1-5 Carolina Panthers at Northwest Stadium this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah. Anybody wants to give me tickets, I'd be happy to take them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd like to go to the game.
Oh, okay. You can make that happen.
You got any connections? Yeah,
you're just
who's
you're
our best connection?
Speaking out into the radio universe.
J-Dub's our best.
Yeah, you're acting like we all haven't done that before.
Yeah, but I usually like to be a little under the radar. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? How many times have I heard you go in there begging for parking?
No, I usually secure my tickets first and then
thank them.
Then there's some thanking.
I got no problem with begging.
Yeah.
But I don't know really what Skins fan is going to give you the tickets. They're going to want to go.
Nobody.
Right? Yeah. I mean, unless they're busy.
You think Tailgate Ted's going to just give you his tickets?
You know, you want tickets when they're starting to win.
Right. I haven't even checked the schedule, to be quite honest. I might have a soccer game to coach early in the morning. Who knows if I could even do
it. I'd like to watch it from my house.
The weather is still nice. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I remember going, the last time I went to a game, last year I worked on Sundays. But two seasons ago, I went to a couple of games, and at least one of them, now I went to two games in Baltimore, and I actually went to three games. I think I went to two games in Baltimore and one in Washington.
NFL mark.
It was freezing, and I was pretty much miserable the whole time.
Mm. I basically only want to go to the game when I get the elite access. Yeah. When I get on the field.
You get a private suite. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm sleeping. I forgot. We got a guy that we had dinner with.
Yeah, we said it 100 times. You weren't listening.
Is JP okay?
Yeah. This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right, we got to do grade Jaden Daniels time.
Grade Jaden.
I mean, I said this last week. I almost feel like it's stupid to do this segment at this point. The kid is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him an A.
You're going to give him an A. All right. I might give him a B+ just to be critical, and this is just to be nitpicky. Couldn't get going. You know, it's all credit to the Ravens, but they kept him contained, so couldn't really get going with the legs. He had one or two floaters. I mean, really, it was an A performance, A-, but I'm going to, just to be somewhat objective, I'm going to give him a B+.
I think that's probably fair.
But I thought he was excellent. I love everything I see from the kid. I'm thrilled. I could Porky Pig just on seeing him grow and develop.
He's still number one in the league in completion percentage. He's 3 in QBR. He's been sacked 15 times. Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know where that ranks. I mean, that's not the worst in the league, but he's been sacked 15 times.
Through six games, I don't think that's outrageous.
It's not outrageous, but it's probably, I'm trying to think who's leading the league in sacks. So the leader.
Well, I mean, Deshaun Watson's getting sacked.
Deshaun Watson's, yeah. So 15 is probably top 10-ish, top 12. Anyway, but, a huge aspect of Jaden's game is running,
kind of took that away.
He wasn't able to do that. So, and he did have the overthrow that should have been picked. So I'm fair with a B+.
B+.
15 sacks is 10th in the NFL. Deshaun has been sacked 31 times.
Yeah, Deshaun's
second place. Okay, he's been sacked 31 times. Second place is Caleb Williams at 20.
Right.
He's been sacked 11 more times than the guy who's been sacked the second most
times. I'll give him an A against a quality opponent on the road. He didn't turn the ball over, though Jason did mention he threw a gift that didn't get intercepted.
Yeah, that should have been.
I mean, he had a 110 rating, a 74 QBR, respectable. Like, he was just shut down on the ground by the best rushing defense in the league.
He also made some elite throws.
Yeah.
Elite throws. Throwing guys open, small windows.
Right. That's why I give him the A.
Critical. I mean, I got no problem with the
A. Tony Romo, by the way.
I'm just trying to be somewhat objective.
Tony Romo doesn't call the plays as much as he used to.
Yeah.
But
he was raving about him.
He called it out.
Yeah, he loved him.
I don't know how you ever single Terry McLaurin on a fourth down like that. But Romo was like, single coverage.
Can I also say this?
Perfect throw.
I only saw a little bit of it because I was like, Tom Brady's got no riz. He's so boring. He's the worst.
He couldn't be. Now
he's so boring.
He is boring, but he also had a St. Bernard
game. He had a dog of a game.
Because that game was out of control outset.
Does he have the Cowboys every single week?
I guess he gets the Cowboys.
He's got them four weeks out of six.
I mean, that on paper was a great matchup, right?
Yeah.
Just Lions against Cowboys.
But even when he does his little hits with Strahan and those guys, and believe me, I hate all those talking heads.
Oh,
but even when they're doing their little shtick,
yeah.
I don't know if you see, sometimes they seem to do that with Tom a lot. It's just so boring. I mean, he doesn't stumble, and he says all the cliches. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll be fine, but But he ain't worth $35 million a year.
$37.5 million
it's
a year.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Graydon, Jaden, everybody's in the A to B plus range.
Can we just record this and play it every week and just grade him with B plus or an A every single week?
Well, he's going to have a C game.
He'll probably have one where he throws a couple picks.
He's going to have a C game?
You don't think he's going to have a C game the rest of the
year? Yeah, he will.
I think he will.
I don't know. I don't
he's not perfect.
I don't know if he's got a C in him.
He's a human.
But the thing about Graydon Jaden,
want to wager?
How do you objectify a C?
You
just right down the middle performance.
You'll be honest.
What do you mean? If he's honest,
you'll come in and go, you know what? That was a C game. Down.
He'll miss some throws. So he'll have a pick or two.
Sure, I'll bet you $2 standard junkies bet he doesn't have a C.
Why you owe me 10? Let's just double it up.
I owe you 10.
By the way,
we'll bet the $10 you owe me.
Yeah.
There will be one Monday where Graydon Jaden,
sure,
you're going to come in and say, yeah, that was a C game.
Okay, fine.
When am I going to get my money in my Venmo?
I still have to figure out who everybody that gets paid. I think a little bit of a vig because I'm using my
all right.
Money.
What are you talking about?
We hit our parlay.
We did.
We hit it, Ricky. Yeah,
we hit it twice now.
Where have you been?
I knew mine hit. Didn't know what the other picks were.
We hit that blicky.
Wow.
Yeah, believe me, I didn't know until 10 p.m. last night. I didn't care, but I'm psyched.
All right, who were the Pollard, Henry, who else?
McLaurin.
Drake London.
McLaurin.
Jameson Williams.
Play hit.
That's it. Five.
Wow.
Yep. That's five.
But we got to divide it by seven, and you want to take 10
by
out?
Seven?
Or six. I'm sorry.
Six. Yeah.
Bad math. I can't.
Six.
No,
and
seven.
Seven, because Mike Marr's part of it.
Mike Marr's in it.
Oh, that's right. Seven.
I hit Jameson Williams, too, plus 215.
Yeah, that's true. We're just cutting the pie. But, you know,
Mike Marr should actually get the bulk of it because wasn't Valdez trumpeting Kohler, and then Mike Marr said no Kohler.
That's fine. We'll pay him minus your 330 Derrick Henry play.
Yeah.
Subtract 10 for you.
Yeah.
And then we get the rest divided by seven.
10 for me. What about the other weeks? I just keep piling 10, 10, 10, 10.
Jason did it for 5 years.
That's right.
You're also bankrolled by FanDuel. You know who I'm bankrolled by? Me. This guy.
Right.
I'll take a little small vig, and then I'll chop it up seven ways. It's fine.
All right. Whatever you want to do. Just ship me some dough.
I'll ship you the chips.
I
like getting dubs on long shot bets.
I want to get that titleless driver. I got my eye on it.
You're waiting on Venmo money for your titleless driver.
Yes, so I can. It's a slush fund.
Okay.
What was the total payoff?
Like 560 or 570, I think.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
All right, let's go to Mitch in Richmond. I know. We got to go to break. Real quick, Mitch.
Sports Junkies, good morning. Very excited to talk with you guys today. I was waiting to call because I spoke to you last week. Positives, obviously, Jaden looks incredible. So poised, so calm, so cool. Also amazing for Terry. I just love seeing Terry finally get to reach his full potential. He's such a great guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
One area of opportunity I would mention is that last week, Cakes told me that I was a scaredy cat, this and that, about St. Juice. You said St. Juice was serviceable. I'd just like it to be known that I was completely correct. St. Juice is miserable.
I don't think he's terrible. He's in an unenviable position.
Hey. Whatever. You know what? You know what he is? Not long for this regime because they're going to throw him overboard just like they are.
I think he could be a second or third corner in this group.
Okay, it's fine.
For sure. He's just not a lead corner.
Throw Wiley in there, too. We need to get Wiley out of there. It's just infuriating.
They couldn't do it all in one offseason. They tried.
It's almost like I know that the penalty is coming for Wiley before it even gets called. It's just so bad. So,
all right. Thanks,
all right,
pal.
Thank you, Mitch.
I was correct. You guys are the best.
All right. Thank you, man. Buddy.
The problem is St. Juice, sometimes he has to cover smaller, quicker guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're asking him to do a lot.
And there's just no chance he can do that.
Right. He can't cover Zay Flowers. He could cover him 100 times. Yeah. He can't do it. Unless he knocks him off his friggin' cleats.
I mean, he can cover a 6'4", slower receiver or a tight end, but he can't cover the quick, number one.
Zay Flowers.
He can't cover Jamar Chase and Zay Flowers.
Deontay Johnson.
CeeDee Lamb.
He's going to have a dozen catches this upcoming weekend.
He might.
Yes.
Now, they'll still get boat race, but he's gonna get his.
Yeah, make sure you play him in your fantasy.
Oh, I will.
We'll talk to our pal John Keim, ESPN.com insider who covers the Commanders on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades, MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.